invited to the club?
Not only, but officially you have to be a resident to be a member. Okay. You have to be Spanish resident.
Okay.
So in theory, even...
So I'm a lucky girl to have
yeah,
all the
very
cards.
Lucky. Okay. Very lucky. Don't mention it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Business cards. Business cards.
It's not my club.
Not entry card.
Yeah, no, it's...
You have to be a resident and then you have to know someone.
Yeah, at the moment that's a real regulation.
I like that.
It's also it's a non-commercial operation. They don't allow you to pay taxes. They don't allow you to be a business. It's a non-profit, private club.
Even the restaurant.
Even the restaurant.
Okay.
Everything.
I like that.
I like that too, but I would prefer if they would give us a little bit of a more commercial model, because then it can work. Then you can make a business, make it profitable,
and they can't share
make it
either, right?
Make it,
you can't share. You have to buy it yourself and smoke it yourself. Because that was the weird thing, is I'm so used to passing a joint, and there it's like, oh, no,
smoke
you smoke your own. Smoke your own. I'm like, what are you saying, my stuff isn't good? Trust me, you want to hit this. No.
Damn, that tasted good, guys.
Thank you. We're on the beach in the Grill Jamaica VIP area of the Cannabis Cup, and Dr. Dean is here. How are you doing, Dina?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So I got in here late, so tell me who we're speaking to and what's the story.
We are very lucky because I was paddleboarding from the hotel over to the High Times site just to check it out, and I came across Jason from Alternative Herbal Health Services, Oswego, which... I needed to get a joint, so we had to find Jason, immediately grab him, and then we lit it, and then Franco from Strain Hunters and the Greenhouse fame in Amsterdam walks by, and instant smoke sesh.
Of course.
We love it.
On the white sand beaches here in Jamaica with people from multiple countries.
I'm still wearing my life vest, so.
I know, but you're safe from, you know, any possible drowning.
I'm not going to drown right now.
It was interesting hearing about the Spanish collective model. That's something... You know, here in America, I wonder if we would even accept that in some respects, being it's so, you're saying there's a lot of business problems with it.
Yeah, for sure. Look, the Spanish model is theoretically good in the sense that it allows a lot of freedom for the local people, but in the end, it's not a commercial model. There's no tax revenues generated, there's no real jobs created, there's no, it's still shady.
In a sense, it's like the government saying, all right, we don't want y'all dealing weed, so we'll let you gather together and smoke
exactly.
it, but there's not going to be any profit
exactly.
in it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. It's still at that stage. I believe it's going to evolve. I believe that's just a stage of evolution. I mean, it's inevitable that when you have so many million people that want to have this as a commodity, as a normal commodity of life, like, you know, many others, then there has to be a commercial model behind. Otherwise, it can't be successful.
People talk about Colorado and how, like, all the money they're making and bringing in. Is that sexy to them?
It's very sexy to Europe.
Okay.
But at the moment, it's sexy to the general public and not so sexy to the politicians yet. That's the issue. You know what I mean?
Just about like it always is, right? The people are way ahead of it before the politicians are.
Society is way ahead. That's the problem.
Any predictions for the timeline of change in Europe or Spain?
In my gut feeling, in the next 12 months, there will be a regulation in Barcelona area, at least in Catalonia. And for the rest of Spain, it's hard to say. But it's for sure the one country in Europe that is most likely to follow the good model of the States at the moment.
Imagine you've probably got the same sort of situation where the more urban, cosmopolitan areas may be more for it, the more rural, conservative, religious areas maybe not so much.
Exactly the same situation. Not only, but it's also a very similar situation with federal government versus state.
Okay.
Because the Spanish central government from Madrid has a very different opinion on the clubs compared to the government of the region of Barcelona. And so it's a very similar situation in the end with the federal state issue.
So you're thinking that the Spanish states are going to push this and then the feds will follow?
That's what's
happening. They're going to follow behind. Okay.
The North state, it's called Basque Country.
Mm-hmm.
It's already...
I noticed the same thing though in Basque Country. It was like you can smoke in front of the Basque police, but not in front of the Spanish police.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so you were really stoned. You see a uniform and you had to quickly learn which
is
which.
This guy, yes. Cool. Right? Not throw the joint.
Not so bad.
That guy throw the joint.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the situation at the moment.
That's fantastic.
But it's fun to be there, and you know, we fight. We always fight. We've been fighting in Holland. We fight in Spain.
We
never stop fighting. So in the end, it's good.
Well, we'll win. We are winning for sure.
Man,
thanks for talking to us. We appreciate your perspective from Spain, man. Appreciate that. And Dr. Dina.
Always a pleasure.
Nice talking to you too.
Nice talking to you, Russ.
And enjoy the paddleboarding.
Thank you.
Don't let the sharks
get you.
Back
in there.
Hi, Radical Russ here from the Grill Jamaica. We're going to take a break. Thanks for joining us.